I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Coming up later, gallery owner Philip Hitchcock will be here to talk about a new exhibition of selfies. And later we have the story of an old stolen watch that made its way home thanks to Facebook. But first, Webster Groves' 11th annual Art and Air Art Fair runs today through Sunday on the grounds of Eden Seminary. The fair features the work of 115 artists from around the country, plus music and food. Art and Air is coordinated by the Webster Community Arts Foundation. Gene Vogel is that group's executive director. Janice Seeley is president, and we welcome you both to Cityscape.
Thank you for having us.
And Gene, you're an artist yourself, aren't you?
I am an artist myself, and that's what's kind of fun about being an artist and being an art fair director. I don't think there are that many of us around the country, but having done art fairs pretty much for the last 15 years and on and off since 1981, I got a good sense of what artists want, I think.
Uh-huh. And you're a photographer?
I'm a photographer and mixed media painter, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Janice? Are you an artist or just an observer?
I would call myself a wannabe. I do have a BFA, and every now and then I get into the studio, but I really like involving myself in the arts, and being at the art fair and seeing all these amazing working artists is really a treat.
Well, what's so special about the Art and Air Festival?
Well, it is put on by the community, and we really do treat it like a gift to the community. We feel really honored to be able to present it. We are very honored that we have such wonderful artists coming. It is a juried show. We have artists from across the country. The entire feeling of it is just very hospitable. It's a really friendly fair. It's very accessible. It's on grass, which is wonderful and very different. So it's a really nice casual atmosphere. And with that, it's really accessible with the artists as well. I think one of the nicest things about an art fair is that you get to talk with the artists before you buy the piece. I have almost no art in my home where I didn't meet the artists. And it makes it that much more special remembering my discussions with them, remembering talking to them, hearing why they produce the piece, how they work. It makes everything much more personal. And the nice thing about Art and Air is not only is it accessible, but we really do try in jurying the whole show not only to get that wonderful quality, but to have a wide variety of types of arts and price ranges of art so that everybody can find something to bring home.
I want to pick up on that in just a moment, but you mentioned that it's juried, so that means it's fairly competitive?
It is a competitive show. For every space that we have, 115 artists, for every space that we have about four artists who would like to get into the show. And it takes a whole weekend to jury the show. We have three independent jurors who come in every year. We have different jurors every year, and they come in and they look at the art probably seven or eight times and go through it very carefully and make their decisions.
And by the time artists enter a juried show, they're pretty darn good to begin with. So it's very competitive among a very competitive set of artists.
And about 30% of the artists are local artists. The rest are coming from around the country. We have artists from 23 states coming as far away as Oregon. So people are traveling to this show, and they're bringing really fantastic art.
So be a little more specific about that. Obviously, paintings and drawings, but it's more than that.
We have 10 categories of art, like a lot of art fairs do. A lot of jewelry, wonderful, wonderful jewelry. We try not to overload the jewelry, but we really have some fantastic stuff. And we're not talking simple jewelry. These are very complex metal pieces. Everything's made by hand. There's no jewelry that has components that have been purchased. They're all handmade pieces. A lot of wonderful glass, fiber, wood, sculpture. We have a lot of painting and a lot of photography, a lot of works on paper, some 2D, some 3D, three-dimensional sculpture. Really, really wonderful, eclectic kinds of work. When the jury goes through it, they're very careful not to have too much of the same thing or have pieces that resemble each other. So, for example, if they see a fantastic abstract artist who's a painter, there might not be another abstract artist there. They're going to find some other kind of work. Mm-hmm. It's really one of the best-kept secrets in St. Louis is the Art and Air Festival every year.
Janice, I think you said something about being a collector, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. Recently, I emceed a discussion over at the Contemporary Art Museum with Young Friends of St. Louis Public Radio. And one of the things we talked about, and these are young people, was about collecting. And some of them are very interested in collecting and have started themselves, and a lot of them don't have a lot of money. The point being, you don't have to have a lot of money.
You don't have to have a lot of money. You just have to have a love for it. And you can start with some smaller pieces. Most of the artists will come with a variety, so you can get in, get started and move to bigger pieces later, and maybe get in when the artists are just starting. And as they grow and their reputations grow, the pieces get more expensive as well. But almost everybody will find something that they have to have and that they can bring home. And again, we do make an effort to make sure that it's accessible both in the feel of the show and also in the price points for a lot of different families and individuals.
We had an artist on this program not too long ago, Kababi Bayok, who is known for his 365 Days with Dad, where he painted a picture like every day for a year or whatever it was. And he's involved in this in some way.
He is. We're very excited that Kababi is going to be coming in. He'll be on Sunday from noon to 4 in the community tent. He'll be demonstrating his art, and he'll also be talking about the value of art in people's homes and in people's lives. One of the things that, you know, when I talk to collectors, and especially young people, we talk about how art needs to inspire you, that needs to trigger a memory or trigger a feeling. It needs to be something that really brings a piece of you and a piece of the artist together. And Kababi has done that beautifully in his project of 365 Days with Dad.
That's Gene Vogel. We're also talking to Janice Seeley about the Art and Air Festival in Webster, which is this weekend, opens tonight and runs through Sunday. Let's talk about the location. You sort of mentioned that before, Janice, but it's on the Eden Seminary on the grounds. That's a pretty important element of the fair, the location itself.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. Again, the fair takes place on grass. So the artist booths are all on grass. And then we have a number of activities for hands-on activities for children. We have performances all weekend, and that happens under the trees. So you have this really wonderful atmosphere surrounding the core of the artist booth. So it's very comfortable, very convenient. I mean, it is park-like.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about a couple things in particular. There's a gallery for emerging artists.
Mm-hmm. There is. There are actually two galleries for emerging artists. The Webster Groves School District has artists that have been selected by their teachers, and they have work within their own particular tent. Then there's another tent for artists who maybe they're not ready for shows yet. Maybe they're just amateur painters or photographers or sculptors, and they want to be able to show their work. And we want to be able to demonstrate that there's room for all artists in the Art and Air Festival. Those artists are not allowed to sell their work, but it's available for everybody to take a look
they're
at.
They're able to share it, mm-hmm. and just to expose everybody to some other local artists that they may be able to talk to later after the show, and mm-hmm. if they enjoy their work.
You mentioned things for kids. There's Camp Creativity.
Camp Creativity, and we've had hands-on arts for years, and it's a very important component of our fair. This year, it's ratcheted up a notch by creating a camp around it where kids can earn badges for the activities that they participate in. And there are a wide variety of both free art activities and paid art activities. The kids can really enjoy themselves, learn about art. It's going to be a very good time for families with kids.
And music and food. Can you be more specific about the music?
Lots of great music is coming. We do a couple of things in Art and Air. We make sure that there's space for artists, performing artists who are amateurs but good. We want to make sure they're really good. A lot of people want to play at Art and Air, but there are people who, they might have a weekend band, but they're very good. Some of those folks are going to be there. Ralph Butler is our headliner this time, and we're very excited to have Ralph Butler on Sunday afternoon. Lots and lots of different kinds of music.
The variety is the key. I mean, if they look in the schedule, you can get all types of different music throughout the weekend. So if you want something a little jazzier, we've got jazz. If you want something a little folk, we've got that. So depending upon the time of day, you're going to find something that you'll enjoy coming to listen to. In between going to eat at a really wide variety of restaurant trucks and booths, and also just seeing the art.
There's something I'm really interested in, and that's art on a napkin. So I could be an artist myself, right?
Art on a napkin is such a fun thing. It was started last year for the 10th anniversary. It's a place where you have napkin art, and you can come in and doodle, or you can create fantastic pieces. We'll hang them all up, and they're going to be judged by Feast Magazine, who's sponsoring our food court this year. And Feast has been a really wonderful partner with us. And we've got lots of different food options. Being a vegetarian, I can tell you there's lots of fabulous vegetarian food, but there's also great meat and barbecue and something for everybody.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Art and Air begins this evening, 6 o'clock, with a preview of sorts.
Yes, we are opening it with our sip and stroll, which is a really nice way to come in, grab a glass of wine, stroll through the artist booths. It's a really casual way to start the weekend, kind of stroll around, see if there's something you might want to come and get later, pick up art that night. It's really a wonderful gathering.
Then tomorrow, Saturday morning, the fair opens at 11 a.m., and then from 6 until 10, you do something you call Art After Dark.
Art After Dark and Artful Pairings. Art After Dark is a time where we light up the trees and have just fun little light shows.
It really does change mm-hmm. the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Again, we've got this wonderful park-like setting, beautiful art, music, and when the lights come up, it just is transformative. And it's almost like being at an entirely new fair, again, in evening hours.
So the artist booths are lit up, of course, because they're lighting their art, and then we have art light around them. And going along with that is Artful Pairings, where we have wine paired with chocolate. And that also goes on in one of the areas around where the artists are.
Yeah, we consider art food as well, yeah. food art as well. So
we want something for all the senses.
Absolutely. The Art and Air Festival opens this evening at 6, runs till 10. Then it's Saturday, 11 to 10, Sunday, noon to 5. At the Eden Theological Seminary, that's at the corner of Lockwood and Bompart Avenues.
Yes.
In Webster Groves.
There's lots and lots and lots of free parking within 2, 3, 4 blocks.
If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Webster Community Arts Foundation's website, and people can find out more details about it. Well, Janice Seeley and Gene Vogel, thank you so much for being here. It sounds like a great event. We'll see you at the fair.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Very welcome. Coming up next on Cityscape, an exhibition of selfies. This is St. Louis Public Radio.